Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's high. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Hello.
Isn't it? What?
Good. I've woken up with pink eye.
Have you?
No, I woke up
what
and looked...
What did you do last night? I thought you were fairly quiet.
I thought so too.
Fart on your own pillow?
Well, I thought Maddie maybe rubbed his bum against some pillows. Maybe
I'm not a cat, Lizzie.
And I don't think he's in your room that often, is he?
Never. Let's have a look. What's caused the pink eye, Lizzie?
Got up at, 10 to 5.
Are you not washing your hands after you do a poo?
No, excuse me, Maddie.
Well, it's the only way, isn't it? Fecal matter in the eye.
No. Well, Maddie did say this morning that maybe that part of my eye was left open while I was asleep, which has made it bloodshot. At least it's not TV, okay? No one's seeing my eye right now.
It's like zombie sleep. Like you're just half awake.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a person having that. Like, I know some animals can sleep eyes open, but I've never heard of a person.
Some people can do it as well.
Really?
Absolutely.
Maybe, yeah.
What? I reckon so many people out there, like, sleep with their eyes open.
Terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Good morning, Maddie. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm all right. Very busy this morning.
Very busy.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. Good.
Keep hot in the news.
Yeah, a lot of hot leads and news stories to hunt down.
Riding solo in there today.
Journalism.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
Doing journalism. I love it.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, guys, up next, we are playing Lads versus Lasses, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Look, we haven't really made up much ground against the Lasses this week.
No, we're holding it down. Holding it down.
1, 5, 10, 15, 15, 15, 15
do we?
47 to 44.
Oh, we've made up a bit of ground.
Yeah, if you want to play 13-09, one guy, one girl, on offer today, guys, we have a double pass to Event Cinemas Katara plus two bottles of New FM wine.
Sounds like a good weekend.
That is a good weekend. Good night out. Yep.
Absolutely. If you want to play, the lines are open right now. 13-10-09, right now, Bon Jovi for your Feel Good Friday. Good morning. Oh, yeah, the Friday is here, guys. The weekend, not far off, is it? Heading for a top of 15 degrees on the coast today, guys. This is 105.3 New FM. We're playing Lads versus Lasses right now. We need one guy, one girl right now.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes quiz game. We need one guy, one girl on 13-10-09. You can call now. The lines are still open on offer today for the winner. We have a double pass to Event Cinemas Katara for a movie of your choice.
Awesome.
Plus two bottles of a very nice New FM wine direct from the cellar.
It's from the Deluxe series as well, that wine, which is really...
The Deluxe series.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've got different series of wine that are made specifically for our station. It's pretty cool, actually, the whole vineyard and everything.
Oh, I got a shock, actually, when I first started working here, like the big road down to the cellar.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like
really.
Who knew it existed?
You look at the building and you go, that's a very humble building. You know, what's actually going on under there?
The wonders that exist behind those
cellar
doors. That front facade. Huh?
I know, right? It's quite amazing. You go through this big old oak door, you pull open.
Makes that sound.
Down the stone steps, past the ramp, around the corner, and you're in the big wine cellar. It's quite amazing, really.
Beautiful. All right. Well, look, let's take some calls this morning right now. Lizzie's just typing them up at the moment.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll just chill out here.
What are you doing on the weekend?
Me? Yeah. I'm painting a fence, which has gotten very chipped and old-looking.
You know what? You can't even get out of it with the weather today, unfortunately, because the weekend is looking beautiful.
I know. It looks amazing. I looked up the weather yesterday thinking, here we go, and nope.
Now let's go to our caller. New FM, who's this?
Good morning. It's Debbie.
Hey, how are you today? What's your name, sorry?
Debbie.
Yeah. What's going on for the weekend, Debbie?
Working.
What do you do for work?
Pardon?
What do you do for work?
I'm an aged care worker.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, let's get into your questions. Let's kick this off. Number one for you. Now, this is multiple choice, all right? What trade is most likely to use a strap wrench? Is it A, chippy, B, plumber, or C, concreter?
B.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board. Well done.
Okay.
It sounds like you guessed that. Am I right there?
Yeah,
of course. All right. Hey, a guess is as good as a right answer. Number two, what is a recovery point used for?
Oh.
Something you would bolt onto a car. It's for winching out four-wheel drives.
Okay, question three.
Oh, okay.
Number three, which country is the tool brand Still from?
I don't know.
Germany.
Oh,
on the buzzer.
Let's give it to her.
I think you get
it's
a second
Friday.
Point there. Germany is correct.
Good. Good job there. Two out of three, Debbie. Hold the line. Let's meet our lad this morning. His name is Rob. He's a concreter on the way to work. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good man, good. Okay, all you need is two for a tiebreaker coin toss or three for the instant win. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Question number one for you today. Now, what pop star is currently in a court battle to get out of her conservatorship?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is correct.
Well
good
done,
job.
Man. One on the board.
Good job. Question number two. The company John Frieda makes a range of what? Multiple choice. Is it A, pubic hair conditioner, B, hair care, or C, makeup?
Makeup.
Incorrect. No, it's hair care.
Oh, damn.
Pubic hair conditioner. Now, who wrote that? Is that a thing?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. You have to look that up. Now, this is absolutely crucial, this next question. If you get this right, tiebreaker time. If not, you're instantly out.
Here we go. What are jeggings?
Jeggings?
Yeah.
Are they those short leg jeans thing?
No, they're not.
Oh, man.
The tights that look like jeans, which means Debbie is the winner.
Well done, Debbie.
Good job, Debbie.
Okay, cool.
Two bottles of wine from the deluxe line of our cellar and, of course, a double pass to Event Cinemas.
Oh, cool.
Thanks,
it is
Debbie.
Cool.
That's real cute.
You're
cool.
Very welcome.
Thanks,
all right,
Debbie.
You have a lovely day.
Have a cool weekend.
Debbie loves that.
I know.
Up next, Maddie, I've got something to bring up with you because yesterday you literally took a sandwich out of my hand, ran off with it and ate it. That was my sandwich. Your interest in free food has been taken to a new level, and look, it's a bit of an intervention we've got to do next.
I didn't realise it was sounded so bad until just now. It's terrible. Sorry about that.
This is The Novos.
Olivia Rodrigo, driver's licence, 105.3 New FM. It's 13 degrees in the valley right now. The cloud is clearing today, heading for a top of 20 there. And, Creevo, yesterday, I'm really sorry, man. I ripped a sandwich out of your hand.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, this is all... yesterday, we had, like, a meeting, and one of the, like, lovely people here brought in a couple of sandwiches so that... Because it was getting late in the day. It was past lunchtime. And
can I take a quick, like, side thing?
Yeah.
Do you remember her name? The person that delivered the sandwiches to us?
I believe... No. I don't know who brought it in.
Big star, Mark Primo.
I don't know who brought
them
in.
Talk to the help.
It wasn't like that. I didn't really see. There was suddenly a box of sandwiches in the room.
And what type of sandwiches are we talking?
They're like big bacon and egg rolls.
Oh, yeah, I had one. A luxury yesterday.
It was,
highlight,
right?
Yeah.
I think they were left over from someone else's meeting, to be honest.
Yeah,
but, hey,
a bit cold.
The scraps came our way, and we were happy for that, right? Now, there was two left in the box, and one you grabbed one, Maddie, as is your right to have a bit of breakfast. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to hold off and not have one because I'm trying to, like, watch my waistline at the moment, right?
Okay.
after about 15, 20 minutes, the meeting was still happening. It's pushing 2 o'clock.
You're getting hungry. You
I am getting hungry.
Time?
Yeah, 4:30.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am getting hungry at this point. And Maddie says to me, Grevo, why don't you just take the sandwich? And he caught me at a moment of weakness in my, like, you know, trying to reduce my weight situation. And I went, okay, I'll take the sandwich. And in my mind, I was thinking, maybe I won't eat all of it. Like, I'll try and, you know, do the right thing here. And then as we're walking along, I'm carrying the sandwich still in its wrapper, in my mind still debating whether I really want to eat it. Mm-hmm. And Maddie goes to me, hey, man, are you going to eat that sandwich? Do you want that sandwich? And I was like, probably not. I shouldn't eat it. And just I hadn't even finished saying it.
Straight
he
out
swooped
of the
in like a seagull grabbing a chip from a child's hand and snatched it out of my hand. I looked around and he was already eating the bacon with the barbecue sauce dribbling down his face.
You've got to get in quick.
My God, I've never seen somebody go from...
No, so our boss was in the room as well, and the box only had the 2 bacon and egg rolls in it. And yeah.
Someone else has gone again.
But there were 3 of us in the room, so I did see the boss's eyes dart down to the box, and I knew that he wanted it. And I was like, if Crevo says no here, he's going to take it, but I really want to. Like, I'm really hungry. So in my mind, Crevo was in on the ruse to get the 2nd bacon and egg roll for me. That's why I was like, here you go, Crevo, there's right. your roll, in okay. the hope that we'd leave and he'd go, oh, there you go, man. But instead, he wanted to eat it. He said he didn't, and then he changed his mind.
Yeah, I did. And Lizzie, you know what I felt like? Mm. I felt like somebody who had been, like, you know, if you're overseas and you get tricked into carrying a package for somebody. That's what I felt like. I felt like I was involved in a smuggling operation.
That's exactly what it was.
To get this sandwich package out of the meeting room.
Maddie had it planned out. But one thing I don't get with the egg and bacon rolls here, it's always barbecue sauce. And me, I think it's a very Newcastle thing. No, back in
it's you're just from Perth, Lizzie.
I would go That's tomato. The odd one out. I would go tomato sauce every single
Not
time.
Not for bacon and egg. You're a weirdo.
Nah.
You know what?
I'm saying
really enjoy just coming in here, taking the wrappers off, and just I ate it alone as well. It was great.
Bit of ASMR for you, right? Now. Yeah.
Maddie providing that free.
Yeah. This time with Maddie up next to New FM. Good morning.
New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, up next, we've got a classic British pettiness story for you guys. This is regarding a tree, right? Get this. Over in the UK, 2 neighbours, both living on the same street, sharing a fir tree, right? Now, these trees are beautiful. They're meant to be manicured. So, basically, they've got, like, a really long, I guess, stem. And then the top is...
Trunk.
The top is almost, like, in the shape of a perfectly rounded apple.
Right, yeah. So, it sort of has this... You can trim it to be like a ball or something, right?
Correct. Now, the internet have crowned these people the pettiest neighbours ever after one side called in tree surgeons to chop the beloved tree in half. Completely in half. The reason was because it was the birds in the tree were making too much noise and making too much mess.
Oh, gosh.
Now, this is essentially... They've gotten... The trunk is there, that's fine. But the ball, imagine you've gotten a watermelon and
cut it directly in half.
Love a good neighbour dispute.
Sphere on one side, flat as a pancake on the other.
Bharat Mystery 56 said he and his family were gutted when his elderly neighbours called in the tree surgeons, both 70 years old next door, just old British fuddy-duddies.
Very protective of their trees.
A pair of old Karens by the sound of it.
Absolutely. The tree surgeon said that the couple, the elderly couple that wanted the tree gone, were employing all sorts of tactics to get rid of the birds from the tree, including putting garbage bags over their side of the tree.
How does that work, though?
A great question. Obviously, doesn't work. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to pay heaps of money to cut half the tree away.
The mystery family, who, of course, own the tree, it's been a part of their lawn for 25 years, said, hey, we even tried to compromise with them and say, let's put a net over it. To no avail, they just went and got it chopped in half.
All because of the sound of the birds.
Ruined their relationship as well. After 25 years of being neighbours, they no longer speak.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Their kids played with each other. It was crazy. What we thought we'd do this morning, because I think this is a thing, right? 13 10 09, have you had a dispute with a neighbour over a tree?
Well, it could be also like at a workplace or just...
sharing, you know, sharing that kind of boundary.
Tree disputes is what we're after.
Maybe at work as well, like, because it happens. People fight over the silliest things, including trees.
Do you know, just quickly, we had a passion fruit vine grow over the fence from our neighbours.
And you chopped it down.
No, they planted it. So we got beautiful passion fruits. And then one day in the backyard, I saw them pull it back over. I was in the backyard having a coffee and I see the passion fruit vine move back over the fence.
That's
funny. I
decided
it's theirs, not ours. They take care of it.
Like they're pulling in a fishing net.
Yeah, literally.
They took the sunshine from your side of the fence to grow those passion fruit.
They did.
I don't understand why people get so upset over it, but let us know your story. Our best one today gets a bottle of wine. 13 10 09, neighbourhood disputes over trees or plans, anything like that. We'll do it after Zed, Alessia Cara. This is Stay at New FM for your Feel Good Friday. It's 6:39. Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Friday. This is a Feel Good Friday all day at New FM, 6:42. It's 12 degrees in the Bay right now, heading for a top of 19 degrees there today. I'm chatting about this tree over in the UK.
A fir tree.
Okay. The couple, the internet's basically dubbed this one elderly couple the pettiest neighbours of all time after they've chopped this tree essentially in half because they didn't want the mess and I guess the noise from the birds on their side of the yard. Now, fir trees aren't really big trees. I don't think chopping half of the tree off is going to stop, firstly, the noise of the birds in the UK summertime.
And how ridiculous.
How ridiculous. I mean, don't you like the noise of birds waking you up in the morning?
People are just really bitter.
I know.
Yeah, so true.
These people have called the tree surgeon in and they're not happy. Ruined the relationship with their neighbours. So 13 10 09, have you had a dispute over a tree?
Yeah, so I've got this friend who lives in a terrace house.
Yeah.
And they're sort of like quite tight terraces. So they're pretty small, old school ones.
They're quite like vertical.
Yeah, well, they're
slim gyms.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So in the back, they have like small courtyards along these terraces. There's a row of like, I don't know, 15 of them or something. Mm-hmm. And most of the people have like a paved area because it doesn't get a lot of sunlight because it's really small, you know.
Yeah.
But my friend's neighbour had this tree that he planted and it started, like the roots started going under my friend's like terrace and like lifting all the concrete and stuff.
See, that's when it becomes an issue.
It is an issue. Now he's like, what are we going to do? Like, surely this is affecting you as well. And the guy's like, no, it's on my property. I'm not going to touch this tree. You've got no rights here. Like, you can't do anything about it going off. And my, friend couldn't really do anything about it, right? Because it's just, the tree is on their property officially, right? But what he didn't realize, this neighbor, is that the tree had started to also grow under his house and created, like, has fully cracked the wall of this guy's house.
Oh, that tree needs to go.
So not only...
It's expensive to dig up the stuff under the ground.
That's the really hard part. So it's come full, like, circle in terms of karma because the guy who planted the trees destroyed part of his own house. And my friend was trying to warn him about that as well and he wouldn't listen.
When we were growing up, my grandparents had, like, these neighbours next door. It was like an eternal war. And they used to have just rotten fruit going over the fences because they had, like, an orange tree.
Would fall off and chuck them back over.
New FM, good morning. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Oh, we're just listening to somebody drive along now.
Yeah, no, but I just love that vision of rotten fruit, like, going over the fence constantly. Amazing.
Terrible.
Guys, what's the goss up next, Lizzie?
Yeah, Rihanna is no longer a single gal, and ASAP Rocky's gotten out of the friend zone.
Oh, is she dating him?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's a surprise.
Because, you know, Rihanna's just disappeared off the face of the planet.
She's making a whole lot of money.
She's still living.
With her clothes and beauty stuff.
Empty.
Doesn't need to sing anymore.
No. But he's escaped the friend zone, which I think is quite a hard thing to do, right?
With Rihanna?
Yeah. They've known each other.
Or in general.
They've had a friendship for a long time, and now they've been spotted making out, and, they're very much together.
Could you hook up with a friend?
Nah. See, for me, it falls into two categories almost straight away.
Straight. Okay, interesting.
Wow. Could you hook up with a friend, Creeper?
That's a bit
if
weird,
you weren't
it?
With your partner, Emmy.
I'm just trying to think about the, theoretically.
Yeah,
I think
you have some
weird.
Female friends.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a bit weird. Once you look forward to friendship.
Well, if you're 5 years into a friendship with someone, you kind of know them. How do you then transition? It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's just done after over 10 years.
Oh. Wow.
It's
That's
very
so strange.
It is really weird because they've like hung out so much. They even traveled together and stuff. And then, yep.
It's like who made the first move
exactly
after 10 years.
After that long. It's
crazy.
Quite incredible.
Details next at New FM at 6:47. Google Doll Slide on 105.3 New FM. Welcome to Friday. Cloud is clearing today, thank God. Weekend's looking good. Top of 17 degrees on Sunday. Right now, though, it's time for What's the Goss?
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
All right, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, after years of friendship, A$AP Rocky is out of the friend zone.
What's up, Riri?
Ooh, yeah.
What's up, Rocky?
Who knew they were friends and or dating?
Yeah.
they've been spotted out in public, a bit of PDA.
Yeah.
And, it's the first, like, relationship that's happened for Rihanna since dating a billionaire in Saudi Arabia for a couple of years.
That's a weird... like pick, isn't it?
It is. He's not a celebrity. He's just like a really wealthy...
Well, she's not in it for the money at all. Doesn't that just go to show? It doesn't matter. Even if you're Rihanna, you're still looking for a rich boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true. No.
You think that she was the sugar mama, right?
Yeah, no.
Not in this situation. Yeah.
You know what? Look, A$AP Rocky, he's a good-looking guy.
Oh my God.
Much more up her alley.
Very
Are you into him?
I would say, yeah, he's got this real style about him as
yeah,
well.
He does.
Like
he's
got his own fashion sense. You
Are
know?
You into a thin dreadlock, Lizzie?
A thin dreadlock.
That's what he has, isn't it? Really?
Can't, yeah.
They're quite
no.
like, they're very, like, petite
I know,
dreadlocks.
I know what you're talking about. I think it looks great on him.
Him and Rihanna have matching hair. There's a problem.
They
do.
Well, they can share hair ties and stuff. You know, that's cool.
I think good on A$AP Rocky. He's probably
Look at
been.
That. I mean,
yeah, they
pretty
kinda,
much the
they
same.
They kind of do. But, like, he's probably been trying to chip away at it forever to get out of the friend zone, and he finally has, you know?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good hustle. Good hustle, boy.
Good hustle.
So what's the age difference here? I'm guessing around 5 years, maybe. Because he looks a lot younger than Rihanna.
Okay. I was going to say, is she his senior?
So Rihanna is 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
look at you live Googling there. Love that.
Oh, Ace, that's just a year younger than her.
Oh, wow. He looks better than
her. he looks like he's 22.
And then, guys, we've got to talk about Britney Spears. She appeared in court to ask the judge to free her from her conservatorship.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you. I haven't been back to court in a long time because I don't think I was heard on any level when I came to court the last time. After I've lied and told the whole world I'm okay and I'm happy, it's a lie. I've been in shock. I am traumatized. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane. And I'm depressed.
Oh, poor Britney. Mm. I love her so much.
She really got her voice heard yesterday.
Absolutely. I'm so glad. She has been locked in a cage for far too long. And, you know, I'm so happy that she's not recording music right now because they just suck her dry.
Yeah, they do. They just use her and abuse her for the money.
It's really interesting because as somebody who, like, has just followed the story very loosely, hearing that is a person... an adult person who's just in distress.
Yeah.
And just trying to get out of things,
She really made it clear yesterday that she wants her life back.
I just want my life back, and it's been 13 years, and it's enough. It's been a long time since I've owned my money, and it's my wish and my dream for all of this to end.
I mean, do you know what?
It doesn't get any clearer than that,
okay,
does it?
Okay, so to you guys, right, do you hear Britney speaking and think, man, that sounds like a crazy woman, or does that sound like... a pretty together person.
It sounds like a really sort of, I'm going to say normal person, but what I mean by that is that I don't understand how an adult can just have all their rights stripped away by a family
member. I compare it to keeping a circus animal locked up.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
What it's like. They keep her locked away in this cage. They take away all of her freedom and independence, her money, her ability to make her own choices, and they send her out in a little outfit, do a twirl, darling, and make some cash for us. Yeah. What does she get from it?
How has it happened?
I love Britney. I really do.
She does sound a little bit shaky through the hearing, but I think there's a lot riding on it. And I think hopefully now, you know, since the documentary, a lot of public awareness. I mean, Crevo, now you know about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I think there's a lot backing it and a lot on her side. So hopefully, free Britney, right?
Can I just give you a figure to close this off? So obviously, she had a really good run in Vegas with her residency. And that is just a massive cash cow for any artist, especially like Britney, right? She made an estimated $140 million from her run in Vegas. Her net worth earlier this year was estimated to be $40 million. So that just goes to show you, from her Vegas residency alone, $100 million. And like, let's forget about the rest of the money she's made in her career.
A lot of leeches in her life.
She's been sucked dry.
Yeah.
Oh, free Britney.
Free Brit. So that is the Hollywood gossip for today, guys.
Imagine that. Yeah, news time up next at New FM. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3. New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Betty and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now.
Good morning. Here on 105.3
New FM. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Lizzie. Now, we're talking fake work references next. Oh, my God. You won't believe what happened, guys. So, the other day, right, I received a call from a private number. I usually don't answer them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my sister has given out my number and used me as a fake work reference on her CV.
Oh, my. Now, that's very awkward because...
You know what? Not offended by it. But
she
tell me first.
You know. She should have let you know.
Because you're put on the spot. Now, I know you're good at improvising, Maddie.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you get on?
I went so badly in the call. I think she might have lost the job because they asked so many questions. And you can only be so vague for a certain amount of time before they start cottoning on.
That's a best brother award, though, if you went through with it for her. She owes you one.
Yeah, but you know what? So she went for a job at another bar. So she currently works at a bar. I know nothing about bar work.
No.
I know nothing about
hospitality. She makes a great cocktail, I think. Is that what she's doing?
What role did she put you down for as a reference?
Like the bar manager.
Oh my God.
I must have sounded like the world's dumbest and uninformed, unqualified bar manager to ever exist.
I think it's a common thing, though. People do put down fake references because it's daunting to put down someone's number to call. I think a lot of people have fallback reference numbers.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. The thing is with my sister and I, right, we have different last names, same mother and father, but like I took mum's last name.
So works.
Like mine's Harrison, so it's different to hers. So it's so easy for her to be like, oh yeah, like, you know, put me down as a fake reference. I think it's fine. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
It's
anyway,
a tough one. I think a lot of people out there have fake references. Hey, give us a call on 131009 if you do, because we want to hear about it.
Like, do you use your mum or your friend?
Especially when you're new in a career, I reckon, because you're starting out, maybe you don't have it, and every job needs like 12 years experience but have never worked the job before.
Real talk,
you know?
Guys, real talk. Have you ever used a fake reference on a CV?
Okay, so the closest I've come is using somebody that I worked with in another job.
Well, that's kind of the same thing.
I use a reference who is, she's like my best friend, but at the time, she was my manager for that job.
So
she just really hypes me up in the letter of reference, you know?
Right. What about yourself, Maddie? Have you ever used one?
Of course I have. Of course
How do you think
I
you got
have.
Here?
No, I'm joking. No, you can't do it in radio because everybody knows each other. Yeah. But, yeah, absolutely I've used a fake reference. I've used my mum before.
Really?
Yeah. I've just clued her up. Hey, can you just say this?
Say this.
Easy done.
Good old mum.
I know.
Good old Sue.
131009, who do you use as a fake work reference? We'll take your calls after Vance Joy, Missing Keys at New FM, 11 past 7. Good morning. It's a feel-good Friday all day here at New FM today. 15 degrees at Warners Bay Esplanade right now, heading for a top of 18 degrees today. 131009 this morning, we are asking you, though, who do you use as a fake work reference, or have you been the person that's had to do the fake reference for somebody?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is after my sister got a call. I got a call, actually, from my sister's new job she was applying for as a bar attendant. I was meant to be her former bar manager, and man, I sucked. You really need to know the lingo when you're acting as a fake reference.
That is true. You got put on the spot, Maddie.
She didn't clue me in. You have to tell the person.
She can pull a beer really well. No head. I mean, what else do you say? The glasses never have smudges on them. This is just me thinking on my feet, you know. Yeah. Can do a cocktail.
I reckon you guys would be pretty good fake references because you are so on your feet with that kind of stuff. But it's a hard position to be put in.
You know what? People say that, oh, no, you can't do that. I swear most people have done it.
At some point in their life. Absolutely. Or it, like, massaged their experience, you know? Like, hey, if they ask about this, can you say that I've done it before?
Well, that's just sort of selling thing. Yourself, right?
Yeah, well, it's yes and no. I mean, you're still adding a fake element in there, maybe a part of the job you haven't done before or something
like
that.
Sometimes, like, if you're going for a job, right, you might have been, like, late a couple of times. You might have had really pedantic employers that you know will give you a bad reference. Mm. So instead of, like, obviously not getting the job over something small, you just get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, but as you said, in radio it's a bit difficult because everyone knows each other.
You know, when I started here, right?
Mm.
So the boss, old boss here, Steve St. John, was best friends and used to be on air with my old manager at my last radio job. So there's really no room.
There's no escaping.
Fabricate anything.
Absolutely no room for embellishment.
They're best mates already.
Best mates, absolutely. Katie's on the phone. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Indeed.
Hey, Katie, who did you use as a fake work reference, or were you the fake work reference?
I was the fake work reference.
Oh, no. So what happened?
My friend, she was going through some sort of Centrelink job link thing, and she had to apply to so many jobs to still be paid some sort of money thing, and she was really struggling, and she applied to be a dental hygienist and assistant, and they called me up, and I'm like, oh, thinking on my feet, asking me all these questions, and I'm like, oh, yes, very good. She's very personable with the clientele that we had, and I absolutely nailed it. She got an interview, and then I had all the guilt come, and I'm like, what have I done?
Now,
oh my God, what have I done?
Katie,
but she didn't get the job, so I was like, look, can't do again, soz, I'm out, done.
I'm just thinking on my feet here, right? So, maybe not the job to lie about, a dental hygienist. You kind of want a qualified person, right?
Oh, an assistant. You're just holding the tray and stuff.
Yes, but then, oh my goodness, I couldn't sleep. Because she's like, oh my God, I got an interview with them. Thank you so much. I'm like, oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're sweet. You couldn't sleep. Come on, Katie.
No, this is absolutely true.
You've
story.
Got too much conscience. That's all I can say.
Oh, thanks, Katie. Thank you for your call.
She
thanks
did her best that. When she was put on the spot.
Absolutely, guys. Up next, Crevo. Now, your favourite TV channel is SBS Food. I don't think you ever change the channel in your house.
Well,
every time I go over,
there
it's there.
Yeah,
it's on.
We like to watch, you know, all those sort of shows that are on there. A lot of cooking shows and sort of documentary-style ones as well.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. The other day, though, I just had it on in the background while I was doing some other things around the house, and I couldn't believe my ears because they really, really got into the chat about nuts. Some of the double entendres involved were hilarious. Now, I've managed to get on the SBS On Demand app and grab some of this off. You're not going to believe some of the nut chat that they got into.
Okay, we'll do it next. The New FM.
Jade,
Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Oh, hasn't she come a long way? Lady Gaga, Paparazzi. That was from 2009. Can you believe that?
Love that album.
How old were you 12 years ago, Lizzie? Like 10?
I'd have to do the maths. Yeah, I was pretty young.
That's crazy to me. Wow, there you go. This is 105.3 New FM. Crevo, I am so excited for this because you've got some gold from SBS Food for us.
Yeah, so I just seen that casually in the background had this program on the other day while I was having lunch and stuff called Food Lover's Guide to Australia. Mm. Now, essentially what happens in this program is they go around and, like, try different foods from all over the country that maybe can't be grown everywhere, right?
Okay. So local produce.
Exactly right. Okay. Yeah, so they might go to, for example, I don't know, down to Tasmania and try the salmon or whatever. Right. And they go look at a salmon farm. Oh, look, there's a couple of fish jumping out the water. Jobs are good. Right? In this program, though, and this is from a couple of years ago, so you can imagine when the shows used to be in that, like, square format.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, the
there's, like, two big black lines, like, down either side, exactly, on your widescreen television.
So I feel like maybe they didn't really have the awareness of what they were saying in this situation because they made this whole bit of the program about chestnuts. Now, I've only grabbed a few of the funniest bits from this, but the amount of times they talked about big nuts and small nuts and fondling nuts is just unbelievable. For example, in this first little bit, they talk about feeling the nuts and fondling them in their hands. Have a listen.
Now, you can pick them up in your bare hands. They're so spiky.
They're very spiky. They're like a miniature porcupine.
And this is as the two of them are rolling these chestnuts around in their hand. I'm like, what am I watching?
Middle-aged people as well.
Exactly.
Oh, I reckon they were very aware.
Well, possibly, but they kept a straight face if they were. Now, in this next bit, they find a part of the chestnut and feel it about how soft it is.
You feel how smooth it is in there?
Oh, yeah.
It's like silk, isn't it?
It's absolutely like silk.
SBS is dirty.
This is what I'm saying. One of the producers,
no rules on SBS.
One of the producers behind this program has gone rogue. In this next bit, now, I know people say that size doesn't matter, but in this next bit, they really crack into that point.
Now, this variety here, they're quite small.
It's okay. Actually, the smaller nuts are the best nuts to eat and roast. You go into the bigger nuts, they become very bland and the flavour's not there.
No flavour.
No flavour in the bigger nuts. It's all about the smaller nuts. Now, apparently also, supermarkets have a real opinion on the size of nuts. Have a listen to this bit.
The supermarkets have been pushing for the big nuts because they present better, but the people who know chestnuts, they always go for the smaller ones.
Small nuts only!
Small nuts are better! Doesn't matter what the supermarkets say.
The big ones present better.
I know, right?
Do you know what, though? You can't just stop making programs on nuts.
Well, that's true, you especially know, on a food channel.
Or at least, well, okay, real talk around the team. Mm-hmm. What really should own the term nuts? Is it, like, should it be like the actual nuts or nut nuts?
I don't know which
is which.
I don't
know what you're asking me.
The male variety.
Oh, okay. No, because I think there's so many different words for the male variety. I think they can stick to something else.
So the makes me feel dirty. Nuts are the ones that should own
call,
the term.
What could we call, like, actual? What's another word for actual nuts? There like the edible nuts?
There isn't any.
Just that. Just that.
Crunchy little things. Even that's bad.
But you know what? I thought SBS was pretty tame during the day. As a kid, you'd switch on past 8 p.m. and you would see some raunchy stuff. You know, the international films and all that kind of stuff.
I'm thinking that the same producers made that program.
Definitely. Definitely. What a dirty mind.
Man, I used to watch Queer as Folk on SBS, 10 o'clock Mondays. It was the only gay thing I was ever introduced to as a teenager. There's lots of nudity on SBS as well. You know what, though? This is just a simple program about nuts.
That's true.
Maybe you're the one with the dirty mind, Crevo.
It's all about perspective, isn't it? I guess.
Sure is.
7:31, news time with Maddie up next.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This
is the Novos, and the mics are on now.
Hey guys, Cara Delevingne, do you know the actress?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Model,
yeah.
Okay. So she's just gone on Architectural Digest, which is a very popular YouTube channel to show us through her house. And it is bizarre. People are calling it an adult playground. The one most bizarre part about the house is a secret room, which, look, I'm not going to reveal too much about it, but we're putting the question out there. Have you come across a secret room in someone's house, in a hotel? Maybe you have a secret room on 131009. You know, maybe you've stumbled into one. Bit of 40 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey, Lizzie.
Maybe there's just 40.
That's the direct-to-DVD porno version.
Okay.
That's a different video you've been watching.
Yeah.
Look, I think it happens as well in things like when you're visiting someone's house or an Airbnb or something like that. You go, is that, what is that? Is that a cupboard door?
You discover a weird room. It's very adult.
Man, I don't think we're going to get anybody because we don't live in 1567. It's 2021. Secret rooms are not a thing. Like, where are you putting a secret room?
I reckon it's more the fact that you've discovered a room in someone's house or an Airbnb or hotel. Mm. Something that is not the usual type of room, a very niche type thing.
I just think you need to be, like, super rich to have, like, a secret panic room or something, right? I don't know.
She does have the money, so it does make sense. We'll talk about it very shortly. It's very interesting, guys.
Very good. Third Eye Blind right now, Semi-Charmed Life at New FM, 7:40. The cloud is clearing today, 20 the top on the coast at 16 degrees in Mayfield. Right now, good morning. Third Eye Blind on your Feel Good Friday at New FM at 7:44. 13 degrees in Maitland right now, heading for a top of 20 there today, guys.
Now, I watch a lot of YouTube and Architectural Digest, massive channel. Celebrities take you through their houses. And Cara Delevingne is trending because she's just done it. And she has quite the house.
Oh, I've heard of this story.
Hi, guys. I'm Cara Delevingne and welcome to my house.
She calls it an adult playground.
Mm.
She has very quirky things in there, like a Hugh Hefner pinball machine. It's very Hugh Hefner style.
What's a Hugh Hefner pinball machine?
Just like his, like, flappy arms in a robe, like, as the flipper arms? Is that what it is?
She just has a lot of, like, expensive collectible memorabilia. Like
ding, ding, ding. You got the ball in the hole. Congratulations.
Like Jolly Johnson.
The two little flappers.
But, like, it's,
up, down, up,
it's
down.
Ridiculous. I mean, she has all these collectibles. She's got a Gucci wallpaper. Of course she does.
Yeah. How ridiculous.
And a see-through piano.
I like to play piano all naked because I've been alone in this house for a long time, so generally I would be naked, but obviously AD said no to that.
Yeah, she's got a lot of strange stuff, but the most bizarre part of the whole house, the thing that everyone is talking about, she had it installed, custom design. I'm just going to let her explain it.
This is my vagina tunnel. Shall I go through? I'm going to go through. Oh, God. And then you're inside. I come in here to think, I come in here to create, I feel inspired in the vagina tunnel.
But, yeah.
Okay, so what can you explain it for those who haven't seen the vision?
Of course you do. You brought this story to the table.
All right, she got her architect to design and put in a tunnel which leads from one room to the next.
Yeah.
It's pink.
Yeah, I'm in colour.
It represents the female form.
Mm.
Mm.
And you can go through it. It's like a little cozy corner, but it's a tunnel.
Do you know what I found interesting? I have seen the video of this. Like, the entry door part, it seems to be, like, a lot of bunched up curtains.
I guess that's...
Other side, you know, to the entry.
Maybe you can close it off for some privacy.
Yeah. So it's not so light in
bunched up pink curtains.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting one.
It's a fascinating...
I think, how ridiculous. People have far too much money.
That's an example of that. I mean, what does that provide you?
This is very unrelated.
A thinking space. A creative thinking space, apparently, according to Cara. But
man, go sit on the couch.
I know. She has
go
like
sit
four
out
of
in your
them.
Backyard. Like, come on.
Exactly. Or a nice table outside.
Wait, hang on.
This is my vagina tunnel. Shall I go through? I'm going to go through. Oh, God. And then you're inside.
I come in here to think. I come in here to create. I feel inspired in the vagina tunnel.
She feels inspired.
She has lost her mind. I'm going to leave it at that.
Apart from that, the whole house is really beautiful. Worth millions
with
and millions.
With a vagina. Imagine that in the real estate description.
I know. Like, what
how
would you sell it
that?
Off? How would you sell it off?
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
How would you sell the what off?
The what off? Good question. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Guys, birthday lotto up next. It's worth $500 today. Half a gorilla. If you want to play 13-10-09, all you need is a birthday to play this game. Crevo, which month are we looking for?
It's come up as April.
Ooh, okay. Babies.
If you were born then, give us a call right now. 13-10-09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, what other people say on 105.3 New FM. It's 15 degrees at Warners Bay right now, 18 today. Beautiful weekend ahead.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, it's worth $500 today. We are looking for April babies. We do have a player. Lizzie's got the birthday balls ready to spin around. If your birthday comes out, you
that's
win.
It. All right, it's time to meet our contestant today. Her name is Kylie. She's off to Charlestown Bowls Club tonight for a big Friday.
Hey.
Yeah, Kylie.
Not as big as hype bought by the sounds of it. Or it's a bit early.
We can be your hype people, Kylie. That's okay. What's on for today at the bolo? What goes on a Friday?
The Access All 80s. I'm going down to see them tonight.
Oh, all 80s. You love a party from the 80s, eh, Kylie?
Do you have a special outfit you're wearing?
No, I'm just going to dress up normal.
Nice. Couple of Vinos.
That's it.
You're a bit of like an 80s fashion girl. Like, are you still rocking the
shoulder pads?
the shoulder pads and the perm?
No.
Do you have a perm, Kylie? All right, let's do this. Let's spin these balls.
Let's spin the birthday lotto balls.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
All right.
For $500.
I really hope you have this for the weekend. Are you born on the 12th?
No.
Kylie.
The 21st.
Just reverse them.
Are you sure it wasn't upside down?
No, it was definitely the 12th. I'm so sorry, Kylie.
Come on.
Do you know what? Because it's Feel Good Friday, we'll give you a bottle of new FM wine, okay?
Okay, cool.
Enjoy. Get
straight
on the red.
From the cellar.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate that. Back before 9 o'clock with 500 News Time with Maddie. Up next at New FM, it's 7:57.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The
Novos. Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Now... Of course, guys, crazy numbers coming out of Sydney with COVID-19. Don't miss after 8:30. We are catching up with Tim Crackenthorpe to chat all things COVID. If you're thinking of going to Sydney or, you know, you're expecting guests from Sydney here over the weekend, we'll chat further about
guidelines
that after 8:30.
And
need to know the updates.
Absolutely. Now, we had our hearts broken earlier this week when we spoke to our good friend Beck Madden, who hosts Australian Ninja Warrior. Of course, on the show this year is Nick Kyrgios, a famous Aussie tennis player, as a cast member. Now, she kind of had a dig at us after like a weird little moment on the show, and she basically trolled us and said our little show couldn't possibly score an interview with Nick Kyrgios. Here's what happened.
And I tell you what, you know, if you indeed speak to him, I don't know if you'll land an interview or not.
Whilst we had a challenge we set ourselves. Producer Jackson's not here this week, so we played producer and tried to track down an interview with Nick Kyrgios. Now, we had one line of inquiry to follow up.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
It was pretty close. You could. I was getting excited.
Yeah.
But it was
it
didn't happen.
Now, you messaged his girlfriend on Instagram, Lizzie, and no response yet, huh?
No response. No. You know, it's one
the
of those.
The girl
things.
Code didn't work.
Yeah, we hadn't followed each other beforehand, so.
We failed this challenge, but we're setting another challenge now. We don't care about Nick Kyrgios. Right now on 13-10-09, this is what we're going to do. We are looking for any man called Nick that's 26 years of age.
I think there's a lot of Nicks in Newcastle. So
yeah, but 26 and listening to the show right now.
So we just want the regular Newcastle Nick. We don't care about Nick Kyrgios. If you are called Nick, you're 26 years of age and are listening to this show right now,
we'd love to have a chat.
131009.
And we just want to hear about your life, you know?
Yeah, you get a platform to talk about your life, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
We don't need Nick Kyrgios.
If we can't get a 26-year-old Nick from Newcastle, we really failed, eh?
Yeah. So even if you know one and maybe you can, tell them to call or... Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. 131009.
Hopefully chatting to random Nick next after Jason Derulo and Josh, 685 Savage Love for New FM. Good morning. The sun is up and we are heading for a top of 20 degrees on the coast today, 18 at Warners Bay. This is 105.3 New FM and we are on the search for Newcastle's random Nick.
I don't think we're going to get Nick Kyrgios on the phone. I want to find somebody in Newcastle whose first name is Nick, last name starts with a K, and is also 26 years of age.
The next best thing.
I don't know if you landed into you or not.
Oh, yes, of course. We failed at our challenge to get an interview with Nick Kyrgios, the tennis player.
We failed hard and
proud.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, very we true.
Hard and proud. We gave
really,
it a good crack.
Can you really fail proudly? I don't know.
We got quite, we got close in that we, a lady called Narelle called the show and said she... Her nephew used to go to school with Nick. It turns out, though, they hadn't spoken in over 10 years, though. So that was our hottest lead, and it went cold real quick.
Yep.
Well, of course, now we have an empty spot for an interview. So what we thought we'd do is find just a regular Nick from Newcastle that's the same age and, of course, has the same name as Nick Kyrgios. We put the call out there, 131009. We were looking for a Nick, 26, from anywhere in the Hunter. We've got no calls. What I thought we'd do, we'll put it out there as well. Let's drop the age. If your name is just Nick, give us a ring right
now. Any Nicks in Newcastle.
Surely there's one single Nick listening to the show.
You'll be treated like Nick Kyrgios this morning.
Is Nick a very rare name now?
I don't think so.
Do you have any friends called Nick?
No.
Do you? Oh, a couple.
A couple? How many Nick friends do you have?
They're normally Nicholases.
I was just thinking about it. I know one Nick, but I haven't spoken to them in 20 plus years.
Yeah, wow. Who knew Nicks were so hard to
nail down? It's a dying out name. Or maybe Newcastle just doesn't have
131009, does your name start with N?
I'm really lowering the standards.
No, okay. So we do have a Nick that we've had on the show before, right?
So anytime... Oh, hang on. What have we got here?
Maybe we've got a Nick.
New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Nicole.
Oh!
Okay.
A lady Nick.
Lady Nick. I would never ask a lady her age, but do you wish to divulge your age?
Yeah, I'm 45.
Oh, well, you were 26 once. We'll take it.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Nick Ole. Now, tell us about your life. Where are you from?
From Mayfield West. I have two children.
A good part of the world.
Yes, and what do you do for fun? Do you play tennis?
Have you ever played tennis?
I have played tennis and I shouldn't.
Okay, so Nick Kyrgios, what else is famous about him? His hairstyle.
Do you fly off the handle when you get angry?
Depends on who you ask.
Have you ever broken a tennis racket?
No.
Oh, good. Hairstyle is a big thing for Nick. He always has very short hair. What's your hairstyle?
Mine's quite long.
Oh, okay, that's quite different.
Close enough.
You've got hair. You've got hair. That's a win.
You've got hair.
Exactly right. Well, look, this has been an absolute pleasure.
I think we've won, guys.
Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to put on the air?
To Waratah Netball Club.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Oh, so you do play sports with a ball. I mean,
I do play sport with ball, yeah.
This is a win! Yes. This is a win! We did it!
Thank you, Nick Ole. Thank you.
And, you know, shout out to your netball club.
Guys, that's a great success in my opinion. Thanks, Nicole.
It's a success in some ways. Should we
next
move
up on the show, is your name Paul? Paul now, no.
No, definitely not. Yesterday, guys, on the show, we had the Tinder doctor on, yeah. which was very insightful, right? Because she was helping singletons, I guess, find, do better with their Tinder profiles. Had some tips and stuff.
I had so many people message me yesterday saying they loved her, which was great. We'll get her on again soon.
She offers, you know, services to clean up people's profiles, check their photos are right. And we're talking about the whole catfish scenario.
Yeah, that's right. So she was saying one of the most important things is to have photos that are current and accurate.
Yeah.
Right? Current and accurate. And I realised the two of you, both on Tinder, and I thought, this is a golden opportunity because you were both like nodding away saying yes, yes, yes. And to see if you guys are actually taking this to heart. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you both up next to bring up your Tinder profiles. I'm going to have a look at the photos and we're going to see if you guys have taken the Tinder doctor's advice.
Okay, we'll do it next at New FM's 8:15. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, yes, it's Feel Good Friday at 105.3 New FM. We are feeling good. 8:24. The sun is out. Beautiful day ahead today, guys. 20 the top on the coast. And Crevo's about to do a Tinder audit.
Yeah, so yesterday we had the Tinder doctor on the air, yeah. And one of the key things that she said, if you want a great Tinder profile, is to make sure that your photos are current and accurate.
Yeah, she said, good things to live by.
Exactly right. She said if you have old or misleading photos, it's going to end up in a situation where the person that you go and meet is going to feel catfished.
Oh, there's nothing worse than being catfished. It's happened to me many times
really?
Before. Yeah, absolutely.
Where the person turns up at the location of the date and you're like, that is not the same person that is in these photos.
Well, I think I've told this story on the show before. When I was living up in Darwin, I went on the Tinder date expecting the Jason Derulo lookalike to rock up, and it definitely wasn't. It was more like Danny DeVito. I was like, that isn't even close.
Do you know what, though? I feel like you'd rather put out an image and then over-deliver in person.
I agree.
Because you don't want them to be disappointed. That's the end of that, you know? Like,
totally, totally. But people do it all the time. So what I thought we could do here, both of you are on Tinder.
Yeah.
I'll have a
profile.
Look.
Not really super active on Tinder.
But you've got a profile nonetheless,
yes.
Right?
So you have been looking in at your profile all morning. Now, I'm worried she's deleted some
photos. I've honestly, consciously not deleted any.
All right.
Okay, good. So I'm going to check both of them and see if there's any that I feel are not accurate.
I've got mine first, right?
Okay.
I will say, okay, look, I haven't updated any photos for like maybe 6 months.
Okay. So fairly current still. Fairly current.
Okay, handy current.
Let's see.
The Tinder doctor did say to upgrade them every...
Okay, so I've never looked at Tinder really even before at all.
So you swipe left for the next...
This way?
Next.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay. So what I'm looking at first of all is like a mini video.
Yeah.
Now... look, I'm going to say fairly accurate.
It was me at a party.
You're wearing a black hat, you're wearing a black jacket and shirt. You can almost guarantee that's what you're going to be wearing to the date as well. So they're not going to feel cheated by that.
Yeah, 100%,
right? That's like your uniform. All right, next photo. Now, this is you with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That could be confusing, I think. That's the first thing. The next thing I'm going to say is, I've never seen you in a singlet before.
That's true.
Especially
that
with
was
a,
the one I was worried about. I should probably delete that one.
With a plunging neckline.
I don't think you're showing up to any Tinder dates in a singlet.
Very.
I've put on weight since
I was going to say.
Yeah, you can say it.
Your facial shape has changed a little bit.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
All right, so that one, I'm going to say that's a no.
Okay.
That one has got to be changed, Maddie. If someone was expecting that, they're going to be surprised. And also, who's the girl?
Like, I used to work with her.
Okay, all right.
Because I put that photo up because it looks like I have more friends, you know?
Right. Yeah. I didn't even think about
well,
that.
Well, you don't want all of your photos to just be you by yourself.
Right.
You want to look like you have a life.
Right, that's
you
a
know?
Strategy. Okay,
yeah.
Next photo coming along the line. Okay, so it's you. It's from above, so it feels like you... It feels like... Do you own a drone, Maddie? Like, how have you gotten this done? It's you with another friend. That one, fairly accurate.
I think, yeah, look, that's fine.
That one is okay. Yeah. It shows you a nice smile. It really does.
Thanks.
The next one, you laying in bed. I've seen...
Oh, I know this one.
I've seen you in this shirt. more fairly recently. I'm going to say accurate as well. And also, you do like to have naps. So portraying your personality. That's a check. You get to keep that one.
Yes, good.
All right, next photo is you near what looks like, I don't know, is that a birdhouse? You're outside in
a Bali. Forest?
Okay, is that showing you like to travel sort of thing? Right, yeah. Right. Okay, that's cool. You know what? I reckon that's fine. Although you aren't really a big outdoorsy guy. It's a little bit of fake selling, but you do look like you in that, okay? All right, let's go over to Lizzie's.
Overall, good job.
Yeah. Thank one you. To delete. I'm going to say only one.
I really feel like I'm exposing myself here.
No, get the phone over.
Deleting photos.
Okay. I'm very interested to hear what you're going to say because some of them are quite old. Let's just get straight into it.
Okay. Look, first one, I'm going to say accurate photo.
That's totally accurate.
You with a mate, looks like at a festival.
Music festival.
Some glitter on
with
the cheeks.
Friend.
Probably dates it because obviously that's pre-COVID, but people are going to be able to work that out, right? Being a music festival. All right, next photo, mirror selfie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now this one, I'll show Maddie as well, because you can jump in on this. I reckon very accurate.
Yeah.
Totally
I've seen
accurate.
You wear that outfit.
The only thing there is I'm blonde, and I'm not blonde.
Actually, didn't even notice that. Also, pigtails, which isn't...
I don't normally go
never
to that.
Seen you in pigtails. Always, the hair is just always out. Mm. Okay, next one. Now this looks like somebody totally different. I'm going to put it out there right now.
Hold on. Is this the one of me?
It looks like you have some sort of, like a dot of paint on your nose.
Oh, Krivo, it's a filter.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like you at all.
I know.
So it's made your eyes really small or squinty.
I've just got bigger eyes.
Yeah, that's the main thing that's different.
And I don't have ears.
And you don't have a white dot on the bottom of your nose.
Also, your cheeks in this seem to be, like, pushed out a bit more as if you were...
Like a chipmunk.
A little bit of a chipmunk.
But it's meant
look.
To be fun, you know. I use Snapchat. I'm trendy. I actually don't use Snapchat.
Bit of deception there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say delete that photo.
Okay.
Next one is you with a cocktail looking out over the city. I'm going to say you like a cocktail or a nice drink.
Accurate.
And you do live in an apartment with a view.
Yeah.
Leave the photo. It's a good one.
Thank you.
And then wrapping things up, there's you holding a big dog. Now...
Human or animal?
No, actual dog. Uh-huh. Like a giant dog. Look at that. You know, where's that dog in your life?
He's my dog back in Perth.
Yeah. Accurate.
Accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you know what? He's really not that giant.
He looks
He's
giant.
A very medium-sized dog.
He looks like... Because you are a tall person,
yeah.
Lizzie. And this dog looks like it's like 70% of your body height. Like, where have you gotten a dog so big?
Overall, would you say catfish or no catfish from us?
I'm going to say both of you know catfish. Just need to delete one photo.
Boom. Okay. There we go.
Both one.
Successful to me.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a
good
win.
Clearance.
News time up next. And we're going to catch up with Tim Crackenthorpe, guys. Of course, COVID is ravaging the New South Wales Parliament in Sydney at the moment after a party was held. One government minister has pretty much shut the place down. Even the Premier had to get a COVID test yesterday. Also, in isolation right now is Tim Crackenthorpe, of course, the state member for Newcastle. We're going to catch up with him next and chat all things COVID because, look, we do need to find out about what's going on in Sydney. A lot of people nervous about going there over the weekend, of course, inviting people
and
here as well.
Different strain, more contagious.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Details with Tim next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
I don't think we're going to get Nick Kyrgios on the phone. I want to find somebody in Newcastle whose first name is Nick, last name starts with a K, and is also 26 years of age.
The next best thing.
I don't know if you landed in or not.
Yeah, we have been on the search for other Nicks after Nick Kyrgios let down all of Newcastle but not coming on our show. And we did get earlier in the show a Nick Cole.
USM, hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Nick Cole.
Oh!
Okay.
A lady Nick.
No, I would never ask a lady her age, but do you wish to divulge your age?
Yeah, I'm 45.
Look, close, and we took it as a win, but we've been tightening the net, you know, trying to get a bit closer to the Nick who is 26, and we've just had a call come through. Is that right?
We have on the phone a guy called Nick who is 20 years old. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Good enjoyed yourself.
Hey, good, mate.
Excellent.
Hey,
excellent.
Nick. All right. Now, tell us, for extra points, does your last name start with the letter K?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. It starts with an A.
Oh, damn.
They're wrong. So, half a point there.
What? Do you want to say it?
Adamson.
Does it rhyme with Kyrgios?
Kyrgios and Adamson. Very different.
It rhymes. All right, in the way it doesn't rhyme.
All right, Nick, tell us, man. Tell us a bit about yourself. So you're 20 years old. What do you do for work?
I'm storming. I'm at work right now. My boss notified me. He's trying to find a Nick from Newcastle. So I just gave him a call.
Oh, we really appreciate that. Now, have you ever played tennis? Are you a tennis player? Have you even touched a tennis racket?
Back in school sport, that's about it.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Okay, all right. And Nick, would you say you have a bit of a temper?
No, I'm very relaxed.
Very calm. All right, that's one against you. But what about your hair? Is it long flowing locks or is it quite a short buzz cut?
Short and blonde.
Okay, now Kyrgios has dyed his hair, I think, in the
blonde,
past.
Blonde tips a couple of times, so we're taking that.
That's another check.
That's another check.
This is just win-win-win this morning.
Hey, Nick, enjoy your weekend, brother. Thanks for calling. I love that.
What a brilliant success this has been.
I think it's been a real success.
We got very close. If you can beat Nick and you are a Nick that's 26 years old, that plays tennis, that is our perfect person that we're looking for. But, look, I'm happy with that.
I would dare say if we got that, better than the real Nick Kyrgios.
Absolutely. Oh, good local boy there. Good stuff. Hey, of course, big news overnight, of course, local state MP Tim Crackenthorpe was in isolation for COVID-19 after a super spreader party at the State Parliament House in Sydney. Of course, COVID is ravaging Sydney at the moment. He has received a negative test overnight, which is fantastic. But of course, a lot of people have a lot of questions in terms of, you know, can I go to Sydney
travel
over the weekend? Can I have visitors from Sydney up this way?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a chat to Tim Crackenthorpe next about what to do, and I guess he'll give us some guidelines for the weekend after Amy Shark, Keith Urban, Love Songs Aim For Us, and New FM. Good morning. Because Amy Shark, Keith Urban on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Of course, guys, very concerning numbers out of Sydney with COVID-19 this week. Of course, these pockets of COVID are really concerning. Mm. Of course, even infiltrated Parliament House, of course, our local state MP, Tim Crackenthorpe, had to isolate, was tested for COVID. He's on the phone right now. I believe he received a negative test result last night. Tim, congratulations. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great, I tell you. At 12:30 last night, I was like, yes!
What a relief.
Very nerve-wracking, right?
Oh, very nerve-wracking. I mean, yeah, I've had to self-isolate in the house and, you know, not have any contact with the family, so it's been very difficult. And have your dinner on your own outside. Their space and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what, just goes to show, Tim, hey, just how easily this Delta strain of COVID can spread and is spreading through Sydney. What I guess we wanted to get you on today for is, of course, a lot of questions people are asking about, you know, can we go to Sydney over the weekend? Can we welcome people from Sydney to Newcastle? Can you shed some light on a couple of those issues for us?
Well, all the new rules apply to Greater Sydney. That's Sydney Central Coast, Blue Mountains, Wollongong and Shell Harbour. Anyone who's been there in the last 14 days have to follow the mask rule.
Yeah.
Not advised to travel to Sydney. And people from Greater Sydney, no, they can't come up here.
Okay.
Excellent.
If you do have plans and people are coming up for the weekend, please cancel them, because the last thing we need is any sort of case up here. We've done so well thus far.
That's right. Now, I just want to ask, you've been down there, you know, in and amongst what's going on. Do you feel like they're really doing everything they can to sort this out, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, the government is working pretty hard on just keeping a very tight grip on the on COVID. They're trying to stop it from spreading. I mean, it was a bit chaotic for us getting out of Sydney, and I don't think they did a good job with regards to members of Parliament. There was some conflicting information, but that seems to be clarified now. But yeah, look, everyone's got to pretty well sit tight if they're in Sydney, and it's back to 5 visitors at home, including kids, in Greater Sydney. You know, no dancing and singing again, except wedding parties and maximum 20 people, got to sit in the pub, all those things again. I mean, they've moved the Melbourne and Rooster games up here. People aren't happy about that, but, you know, we're happy about it. We'll get an extra game of footy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We kind of look at ourselves as quite separate to Sydney. What kind of main precautions do you think we should be taking here in Newcastle?
Well, I mean, my mother's in an aged care facility. You know, they rang me up pretty quickly and said, don't come and visit your mother. Mm-hmm. So certainly people shouldn't be, well, if they come from Sydney, you know, you can only get out of Sydney if you've got extenuating circumstances. You know, travelling home, for example, which was my reason. And, I had to self-isolate and so on. So, look, people in Newcastle should just be very cautious and go back to really taking care on washing your hands, wearing your mask, you know, if you want to when you're in shopping centres and places like that. I mean, that's, you know, it's just advisable to really just try and do everything possible and, you know, get vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Tim,
as
congrats again on the negative test result. Of course, Tim Krakenthorpe, the state member for Newcastle there. Man, this is it's crazy stuff coming out of Sydney at the moment.
Yeah.
Like every single day, we just see more and more cases. And this strain of COVID-19 is so much more infectious than the first round that hit us and the second round even. This is
scary.
Hard.
Bit scary.
And the other thing I'd say is, like, even though there may not be like any cases in Newcastle, what I would say is really important is try and get like back in the habits of as if there is, because doing things like you said, Maddie, hand washing, and like don't shake hands if you don't need to, use the hand sanitizer and check into places when you go into them, you know.
It's just back to all the basics that we all warned about, you know.
Exactly.
Hygiene.
Because if we can all get back in the habit of that, it's going to make getting things under control more quickly possible.
Absolutely. And do you know what? Just because we're in like Newcastle, like you said, Lizzie, it was a great point. We sort of do see ourselves as more detached from Greater Sydney, even though we're kind of close. We are kind of separate in a lot of ways, but you just have a look at the recent cases. All it takes is one person, right, and they went down the south coast to really sort of small towns that probably haven't had such a big COVID hit before.
Yeah.
The cases were popping up there, so it is so easily transferred into areas and regions, so please be careful.
Yeah, the amount of people going back and forth between Sydney, you don't know who you're passing, so just keep on top of it.
Get out, we're full this weekend. That's what we're saying. Friendly usually, get out this weekend. Stay at home.
Exactly right. Don't travel if you don't need to.
Yeah.
Birthday lotto up next, though. This is your chance to win $500. That'll be pretty
good
sweet.
Good weekend, yep.
Absolutely. So this is your chance. If you were born in the month of July, 13-10-09, we're looking for people born in July. You're shot at $500 right now.
Okay, we'll do it after this. New FM. Oh, yes, Feel Good Friday. The weekend is almost here. New FM's 8:58. Pretty sunny this weekend, guys, actually. Tomorrow, good. Heading for a top of 19 on the coast, 17 on Sunday, and it's time for birthday lotto right now.
This is The No-Go's.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, birthday lotto worth $500 today. All you need is a birthday to play, Crevo.
Let's meet our contestant this morning. Her name is Shirley. She's vegging out at home on holidays today. How long you got off, Shirl?
2 weeks. I've got another week.
Oh, boom. Perfect. You're living the high life. Have you had a wine or two along the way, along the journey?
Yeah. Just come back from Foster yesterday, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you rent a holiday unit there, or?
Yeah, at Serenity. It was quite nice.
Nice. And Shirley,
how's the Serenity?
Serenity. What would you do with $500, Shirley?
Well, my car's due for Ridge next.
Pay the bills off.
You know,
boring.
People always say, oh, look, I'll just pay the bills off.
No,
you know, you win money, do something fun with it.
I know you're supposed to, but no.
Come on, Shirl.
In fact, can we take it? Can we go to the next caller?
No, come on.
That's too boring. No, I'm only joking, Shirls.
Right.
You got this in the bag.
Here we go.
Let's roll the birthday lotto. Fingers crossed for you, Shirley. We have got the 7th.
No, the
23rd. Not even close.
Sorry, yeah. Shell. Oh, enjoy you enjoy your holidays, though. You're winning already.
Yeah, you're beating us at life.
Absolutely.
God, 2 weeks off.
Thanks, how's Shell. That? Enjoy. Lizzie, thank you for filling in this week. That was
very
great.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love having a laugh with you.
That's all right. You get to sleep in next week,
back
which
to,
is great.
Back to your old routine.
Can't wait. It's been tough.
No, good stuff. Crevo, what are you up to this weekend? Anything special?
Yeah, painting the fence.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that'll be a thrill.
I love how you allocate a whole weekend. He's like, yep,
no,
busy
it
weekend.
It's a whole weekend
it's
job.
A whole
painting
whole
a fence.
Job. Yeah, it's a okay. big job. I'm not looking forward to it, to be honest. I was wishing it was raining, weirdly.
Yeah,
so
it's,
I didn't
not,
have to.
It's not. Guys, 105 minutes commercial free is coming up for your Feel Good Friday today, guys.
This is brilliant.
We've got some Coldplay on the way. Love that.
I
fresh
love this song.
Brilliant.
It's a feel-good hit, I reckon.
Oh, it really is. It's so good. It's growing on me as well. Plus some Kygo and Sia on the way. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.